Hi, I'm James Schilling Law, and I'm here with a familiar face. And the last time we saw him was on MSC's private island just a few months ago, which seems like such a long time ago. Ken Muscat, who is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for MSC Cruises USA. And we're going to talk with Ken about how MSC has been handling this crisis, what's going on. And of course, we just heard that cruising has now been on a no-sail order until September 30th. But we're going to talk to him about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Ken, first of all, how are you and where are you?
I am doing great, James. I am in Miami at my home office. Fortunately, I get to overlook Port Miami from my balcony, so it's good and bad. It's great that I get to see the ships all the time. It's bad that they're empty right now, so that always brings back a negative feeling, but I know that they're going to be full before we know it. And it's great to see you healthy. I know that you're just recovering from having COVID yourself, so I know that everybody was very interested in your story and very happy that you're looking as good as you are, and we're here talking today.
Well, thank you, Ken. I appreciate the sentiments. It was a difficult recovery, but I am back. It is possible to recover from COVID, believe it or not. And I'm back and raring to go. And along with you, I wish some of those cruise ships were sailing out full right now. I guess you're kind of like overlooking the harbor just saying, hey, is that ship have passengers on it? No. Wait a minute. We got the wrong info here. Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about that. How has MSC Cruises been handling this crisis over the last few months? What have you had to do to survive as a company and a business? And also, where are all those ships now? You got a lot of ships, right?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So, you know, the last 5-6 months have been, or 4 or 5 months have been something none of us have ever experienced before. It's obviously impacted the entire industry. It's impacted MSC, just like all the other brands. We've been, you know, focused on this pause in our sailings from the beginning of or middle of March, which, as you mentioned, now goes through the end of September in the Caribbean. Hopefully, in some other places like in the Med, we may be able to come back a little bit earlier. And really, our whole business has shifted on doing things we never thought we were going to have to do. We spent the first few months very actively repatriating our crew. That was very, very important to get our crew back home as quickly as possible. But it was hard, you know, with borders closing every day and crew from all over the world. But we've successfully done that. We're still continuing to do that, but it's been a very successful program for us. And then there's been a big focus on controlling costs and you know, making sure that we could survive this pandemic, which we will. MSC is a very strong company. The industry is a very resilient industry. And we will get through this stronger and better than ever. But there's been a big focus on making sure that we control costs. Obviously, you know, we're refunding a lot of money. There's a lot of canceled cruises. We're offering a lot of future cruise credits. We're protecting commissions. So there's a lot of money going out the door and not enough money coming in the door. So we're very focused on controlling costs and making sure that we prepare ourselves for the future. And a big part of that is developing our future precautionary health and safety protocols. So
right.
We've really been very focused on doing that. And you know, the good thing is that looking into 2021, we have every bit of confidence that all 17 ships that we have in our entire fleet right now will be sailing. And we will be welcoming two new ships, MSC Virtuosa and MSC Seashore, to the fleet by the end of summer 2021. So we're really looking forward to that time.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, that the no sail order by CDC that goes now, at least now for now, September 30th, you are an international cruise line and you do a lot of work in the Med. Is that going to have an effect at all on your Mediterranean journeys? Because you are catering a lot of your customer passenger base is from Europe, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's a couple of things that we're working on simultaneously. Obviously, we're working very closely with the CDC as it relates to the Caribbean and all of our U.S. operations. We work with them very close. We're in partnership with the CDC. We're abiding by all of their requirements, working with them on a regular basis. And we won't start sailing again in the Caribbean until we feel safe and comfortable. And the CDC says that it's safe and they're comfortable with the cruise industry starting back up again in the Caribbean. So, you know, the prioritization is around the health and safety and working very closely with the CDC. Now, in Europe, We work with different organizations out there, and there is a possibility. You know, right now we've extended our temporary halt in operations in the Med through August 15th, and in Europe, in Northern Europe, through the end of the summer season, which is the end of October. But there is a possibility, working very closely with the authorities out there, that we could be back cruising at least with one or two ships as early as middle of August in the Med. So. Definitely the fact that we have ships right now located all over the world. You previously asked me where our ships are in the Caribbean, which right now they're anchored off of Ocean Key, our private destination. But we do have ships all over the world. And it's a benefit to do that because as one country or area may come back before another, we can quickly start up operation again in that area. So in most likely in the Med, we will start up operation earlier than here in the Caribbean, which is great. You know, it's great for the industry and it gives us an opportunity to make sure that everything is working well.
No, that makes sense. And you mentioned the ships for in the Caribbean focused ships are docking up. It's nice to have a little docking area there without your new private island. And how has that island been handling this right now? I assume everyone is sort of maintenance and still working on it, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we still have a team of people out at the island. Everybody, you know, just like we're working on all the health and precautionary measures for the ships, we're doing the same thing on the island. We're doing the same thing working with all our short excursion partners, all the ports of call that we go to, because our focus is not just when you're on board. It's from booking through onboard, through all the shoreside experiences and disembarkation, the whole process. So everyone on the island is working very closely on a whole separate plan to make sure that we're practicing social distancing. Luckily, the island is 95 acres, 2 miles of beaches, 8 different beach locations. So no problem with social distancing and really working closely with the team to make sure that when we do start operating again, you know, with our new deployment, we're going to have a ship in Ocean Key every day of the week.
Yeah.
So they're very busy making sure we're up and ready by the time we start sailing again.
Well, as we experienced, it's a great destination. I'm so happy that, you know, I mean, for me, you could just sail out there for a day and come back. That wouldn't be bad to get your feet wet, so to speak. Now, one of the things, of course, that, you know, you've been working with travel advisors on obviously canceled cruises as you keep on, as that date keeps on getting stretched out. How have you been working with them and what have you been offering to their clients and to them?
Well, you know, obviously the trade distribution is incredibly important to MSC and to the entire industry. So, you know, right from the very start, it was important for us to partner with the trade. We were very focused on over-communicating, making sure the trade knows exactly what we're doing, what we're offering, what cruises are being canceled. Number one, we protected commission on the canceled cruise as well as the new cruise when their client uses their future cruise credit for a new cruise. So that was critically important. And I know the trade is very appreciative of us doing that. We also offered 125% future cruise credit for anybody whose cruise was canceled. So we gave them that extra bump in value. And really it's been focusing on just keeping things very simple, very easy. We're now automatically sending the future cruise credit to the guest so the travel agent doesn't need to do anything. And if the guest prefers a refund, it's very easy to go online and request the refund. So we're really trying to make it so we can communicate with the trade of how are their clients impacted and what are we offering, but also make it so they really don't have to do anything and just focus on getting those guests to use their future cruise credit and book future cruises into the future, because that's what we're all looking for today.
Now, do you have any idea what percentage of your guests have gone with the rebooking and the future cruise credit versus asking for refunds?
Yeah, right now it's about 50-50. So, you know, it changes and evolves. But right now, for the most part, it's about 50-50. And you know, we're very fortunate that those people that have asked for future cruise credits are already starting to use them and book them on cruises into 2021. And even people that have asked for the refund, you know, they may have asked for the refund earlier on because there was a lot of uncertainty. But even now, they're starting to take that money and rebook again. And we're encouraging travel advisors to reach out to their clients and remind them, hey, you got a refund, you got a future cruise credit. Why don't you let me help you, you know, book your next MSC cruise using those funds. So that's where we're at today, and that's what we're encouraging the travel advisors to do.
Now, are there any other programs that you've started to support travel advisors during this critical time?
Yeah, you know, we have MSC Book, which is our travel agent portal, which has a lot of great tools and resources on it. We've done a lot of webinars. Michelle Lardizable, who's our head of sales, has been very active with the trade, communicating with them, through newsletters and webinars. Our BDMs are still constantly, not on the road, but constantly calling and doing video conferences with the travel partners out there. You know, we started off really at the early days in March and April doing a focus around memories and keeping MSC top of mind. And now we're shifting more into a focus on promotions. We just finished doing our July 4th promotion, which actually worked really well. We saw that there was some pent-up demand for cruises. And now we're focusing on launching more and more promotions going into the future as we see people being more and more confident in booking cruises into 2021. So the real
so you are seeing bookings into 2021 and even maybe later this year.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. You know, we're seeing bookings for November, December of this year, but more so into 2021, and I think that's what people feel really comfortable with, and that's great. You know, we're excited about it. We've got great deployment. We're starting from Port Canaveral for the first time, so we're going to have MSC Seaside starting off in Port Canaveral, offering 3-, 4-, and 7-night cruises, which we've never done, and then she'll be replaced in March by MSC Divina out of Port Canaveral. So, you know, we listened to our travel advisors. We updated our deployment to make it more close to home cruising, shorter getaways, which we think people will feel comfortable with. And we are seeing that people are booking those cruises in November, December, and well into 2021. So offering those tools and materials for travel agents to promote that and make sure that we've got the deployment people are looking for. Armenia is doing 3-, 4-, and 7-night from Miami. Meravia is doing 7-night from Miami. So we have a nice mix. And as I mentioned, every cruise going to Ocean Key and going to other destinations as well, Nassau, Key West, the highlighted Caribbean destination. So we're gonna be back to a good program, you know, in the near future.
And I believe you mentioned you're going to be new in Port Canaveral, but you know, clearly your base has been Miami, and you were on track to get a new terminal soon, I believe. I don't know if there's been a delay in that or whether that will go forward as planned. And when is that supposed to be completed?
So we're still working with Port Miami on the new terminal. We're working with them on you know, some adjustments to the financing and the timeline. So we'll be coming out with more announcements on that. But we are on track. There may be a slight delay compared to what we were thinking about doing towards 2022. But we are on track. We are committed to working with Port Miami. We're committed to growing in the U.S., keeping a lot of deployment out of Port Miami and other places around the U.S. So that will continue. But we're working with them on a number of advancements to ease the pain a little bit in the short term. But long term, that strategy is still there and will continue.
Great. I know you've made a major commitment to the U.S. market. Yes. The biggest ever in the last few years. Now, you mentioned earlier the new health and safety programs and protocols that you're developing, and I gather you are still, I mean, only a few, maybe one major cruise line has actually unveiled those, but when do you think we'll see those new health and safety standards from MSC?
Well, you know, so the nice thing is the cruise industry has always had very strict measures and reporting procedures when it comes to health and safety, you know. So we continue that and we continue to grow on that. We're working very closely with international and national health authorities. We have posted already our higher levels health and safety protocols on our consumer website and on our travel agent website, but it constantly evolves. It's being updated on a regular basis. So one of the recent announcements we made is that we formed this new Blue Ribbon COVID-19 expert group, which entails a number of specialists from around the world. And they're working very closely with us on launching these new protocols. So, and the truth of the matter is, if we start up in the Med a little bit earlier, the protocols may look one way and it may evolve by the time we start operating in the Caribbean. So it's important that we keep this as an evolution and communicating with the trade. But the high level protocols are out there, and within the next few weeks, we'll be constantly updating what these experts on this Blue Ribbon expert group are telling us to do. And we'll be making sure to update those on the consumer and on the travel agent website. But this involves everything from new sanitation and cleanliness procedures, new medical services facilities on board, you know, isolation procedures in cases of cases that are on board, extensive health screenings, changing the onboard activities and the shoreside activities. So there's a lot, and really it's going to continue to evolve as things go on. So, but this group, we're very excited about, experts from around the world, scientists and health experts, and we'll be coming out with those protocols very soon.
Now you have some, you know, pretty large ships in the market, and some of the largest. Are we going to have to see some some cruises going out at less than full capacity in certain cases initially? No.
Yeah, you know, it right now, as I mentioned, you know, the Caribbean, we still have a little bit of time to see what happens there. But even when we start up in the Med, if that's a little bit earlier, most likely it'll be you know, less than 100% capacity, which is the norm. I don't know exactly what that number is going to be, but we're going to work very closely with the CDC and other health authorities around the world to see what they're comfortable with and what we're comfortable with. And then we'll grow from there. So to answer your question, will we probably have less capacity on board? Probably at the beginning. And then we'll see how that goes with all these new health and safety protocols, and we'll grow it from there. But we want to make sure that we do it the right way. We want to make sure we do it when our customers are ready to come back and our travel advisors feel comfortable about selling cruises again, and that the CDC and other authorities around the world have told us it's safe and they feel comfortable with the protocols that we've put out there.
No, that's great, and we'll await those protocols, and I'm sure they will, like the other lines, will address concerns CDC might have and that your guests might have.
Exactly.
You know, I think that's what everybody is looking, is to create a greater sense of confidence and safety among guests and cruisers. Now, what are you telling your travel advisors in terms of getting ready and how to sell MSC cruises again? You know, it's been some of them are doing it, obviously, but what's your best advice to them about how to really sell MSC again heading into 2021?
Well, you know, look, I think number one, we're going to have a tremendous amount of pent-up demand. We're already seeing it. We're advising travel advisors to focus on past cruisers. Most likely past cruisers are the ones that are going to come back the earliest. First to cruise are probably going to take a little bit longer to convince that cruising is safe and secure again. So focus on past cruisers. Focus on your guests that have future cruise credits or received refunds, because they were ready to cruise before and they'll be ready to cruise again. And make sure to work with the BDMs and all the tools and resources that we have available. You know, right now is a great time to take advantage of the promotions. I mentioned our July 4th promotion, which just ended. We currently have a balcony upgrade promotion on Seaside and Divina out of Port Canaveral to bring some awareness to those ships. And we're going to start doing some more and more promotions because we see people are reacting positive to them. So I think travel advisors are very excited about getting back to selling again and not just focusing on the negative that we've had for the last few months. So, you know, like I mentioned at the beginning, the industry is resilient. We'll be back stronger than ever. We're committed to having all 17 ships sailing next year, including the two new ones. So you should feel very confident selling MSC and use the resources that we have out there to make sure that you do so. Go after your past guests and just constantly keep in touch with them and let them know, look, when you're ready to come back, I'll be ready to help you make your booking. And that's all they need to hear right now.
Well, that's great advice. Now, is there anything else you want to say to our 100,000 travel advisors out there, our viewers, about the crisis, MSC, and what they might want to be doing right now?
Well, you know, I value the relationship that I have with travel advisors and that MSC has with travel advisors. They're great supporters of the industry and of MSC. And, you know, I want to say truly from the heart, we value you. We appreciate everything. This has been an incredibly tough time for everybody in all industries across the world. So we've never seen anything like this. But our travel advisors have stayed strong. They've stayed healthy. And I know that they're ready to get back to booking. So, you know, I think remember to stay confident. Remember that the cruise industry always bounces back and we will come back stronger and better than ever. Remember that we are here with our MSC True Partnerships program to support you. And when your guests are ready to come back, we're going to be here ready for them. I think, you know, travel advisors just need to stay positive, confident, and there's a lot of people out there that are ready to book. So, you know, use your best selling techniques to go out there and do some testing with your past client database and find out who are the people that are ready to listen and book and listen to the promotions. And there's some people that are still saying, look, tell me about the health and safety protocols and make sure that you're updated with the health and safety protocols that MSC is launching so your customers, your clients can feel confident about booking again. But most importantly, it's just, you know, the industry will be back and we'll be strong and we're here for you and we appreciate everything that you have done for us. And we want to be here for any questions, concerns, or any ways that we can help you grow your business.
Well, Ken, that's all great advice. I wish we were doing this interview like we did the last one on Ocean Tea. That was a lot of fun, and it was great to see that new private island. But now we're back to the Zoom days, and hopefully the next one we do will be from one of your ships or somewhere at sea. And again, thank you for taking the time to talk with us about what MSC is doing today and what travel advisors should be doing today to sell more cruises.
Well, thank you, James. We appreciate it. Always appreciate the platform that you give us to talk to the great advisors out there. And we really look forward to getting back to cruising again real soon. So until that day, everybody stay healthy and safe, and we'll see you real soon.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.